What's your definition of a small business? We have a definition that looks like this. From the home base in Brookfield, Wisconsin, welcome to the latest episode of Inside Connect and Simplify, sponsored by the Benefit Companies. Roger here, human capital management consultant, marketing guy, and not an expert in payroll. Here to talk to you about payroll for small businesses. Yeah, I know plenty, but believe me when I say we have specialists in our house that know payroll for any size company nationwide that would blow your mind with their knowledge and expertise. Today, we're going to talk about small business payroll, and I have a specialist in the room to talk about what a small business looks like, what businesses need to be aware of as they grow, what they need to consider when vetting a payroll partner, and finally, why are we the only payroll partner solution that can design, implement, grow with you, and integrate with your other admin tasks? Barb is here today. Barb is one of our house specialists in all things payroll and time collection. So Barb, what does small business mean in our world here at the Benefit Companies?
Hey Roger, whatever you do, don't Google search a topic like this. 230 million results for the question, what is small business? Here at the Benefit Companies, any business with up to around 250 employees is considered a small business. And while we can work with any size company regarding employee count, our wheelhouse is companies that are growing and between 10 to 250 employees. These companies are not only underserved regarding service, but also really not getting the customization and scalability they need on the technology side. We also see that prospective clients in the less than 250 employee range want to stay or get current with their in-house technology, and the big box providers, especially in the payroll space, do not take the time to educate prospects or give them the customization they are looking for.
So, a small business under 250 employees may have some of the following characteristics regarding what they want from a payroll partner. What are they?
Technology that is current, forward-thinking and nimble, the ability to integrate technology across multiple administrative tasks, a service model that caters to their company, knows their company, and is available and responsive and is proactive, a partner that is invested with their company.
We know as small companies grow, they experience all kinds of growing pains. One of the biggest milestones that companies cross is when their employee count hits 50 full-time employees. At 50 employees, there are a handful of new compliance issues that could apply, including ACA reporting, FMLA, Form 5500, state and federal laws may change. There's also affirmative action and EEO1 reporting. So let's talk about those.
Employers with over 50 employees have other important administrative responsibilities they need to comply with, affecting HR, benefits, and payroll. FMLA, Family Medical Leave Act, requires employers to provide 12 weeks of unpaid job protective leave to their employees. ACA, Affordable Care Act, requires employers with over 50 full-time equivalent employees, they must offer an affordable health plan to qualified employees, and they may be subject to ACA reporting with the IRS. There are other stipulations in the law too lengthy to detail here. AAPs, affirmative action plans, if you have over $50,000 in government contracts and are over 50 employees, you must have an affirmative action plan. AAPs outline your policies and procedures for proactively recruiting, hiring, training, and promoting women, minorities, people with disabilities, and veterans to ensure all individuals have equal opportunities for employment. EEO1 reporting. The EEOC, or Equal Opportunity Commission, requires all federal contractors with 50 or more employees to complete and submit an EEO1 report. This requires an account of employees by job, by race, ethnicity, and gender. State laws. Employers with over 50 employees could be subject to individual state laws, for example, California, you could have to provide sexual harassment training.
Also, as companies grow, there may be additional locations, additional shifts or hours, multiple states, employees working in a different state than where they live, employees working in multiple locations. We have work from home. We have multiple pay dates, multiple EINs. I could go on and on. Talk about some of the challenges an employer faces with these growing pains.
Regarding the other challenges that happen as employer grows, multiple locations, additional states, additional shifts or hours, shift differential pay, remote employees who work from home, multiple pay dates, and the like. These are also very important and can easily get you into trouble with the Department of Labor. Let's address a few of these. Multiple states. If you have employees in multiple states, some states and local governments require separate tax ID numbers in order to process taxes. You will need to register and establish an account with each state in which you have employees, so you can remit withholding, unemployment, and any local taxes if required. Additional shifts. Sometimes employers will provide additional pay as an incentive for employees who work third shift. This is called shift differential. You'll want to make sure to track these hours accordingly. Remote workers who work from home create their own challenges as it relates to payroll. How will they report their hours worked? Are they actually working? What is being reported to payroll? What about overtime? How will they get their pay stubs? Will they be required to be in the office during the week and when? Remote workers also have another unique challenge of being made to feel like they're part of the team. In other words, how do you keep them engaged? Multiple pay dates. Usually means an extra payroll and added fees, especially if your pay periods are different, such as hourly workers paid weekly, while salaried staff is paid semi-monthly on the 15th and last day. A good time and labor system is a welcome addition with multiple payrolls. Multiple EINs cause employers to incur payroll costs for their second and or additional companies.
So what should a company consider when vetting a payroll vendor that will handle change, growth, evolving technology, multiple generations?
You'll want to look beyond your basic needs and find a vendor who can expand your payroll system as your company growth occurs. You'll want to select a vendor who keeps up with ever-changing technology, cloud-based is best, and has mobile access for employees to access their direct deposit vouchers. This is a must-have. Roger, you mentioned multiple generations. This is the first time in history that we have had five generations in the workforce at the same time. Each has a different skill set, values, and characteristics. Major life events such as World War II, Vietnam, and 9/11 helped define and shape each generation. We have the silent, or sometimes called the greatest generation, which are ages 76 to 98, the baby boomers, ages 59 to 77, the Gen Xers, age 44 to 58, the Generation Y, age 29 to 43, and Gen Zs, age 14 to 28. There's a profound shift happening at the leadership level. Baby boomers are retiring in greater numbers, and Gen Xers have been put in C-suites and as board members. They bring with them a new perspective on what it means to be an ethical leader. Younger workers expect new hire packets and benefit selection online, while older workers may still prefer paper. You'll still want to select a vendor who incorporates features that helps engage and attract employees and notifies you of anyone who is a potential flight risk. You may not want to pay for these features in the beginning, but these are crucial things to consider as you grow. Last but not least is to look for a vendor who will provide the setup, implementation, training, and ongoing support you need. Someone who answers the phone with a dedicated, knowledgeable specialist on the other end. An end-to-end solution where your support calls are answered in a timely manner.
So you've outlined what companies are facing, what to consider in the vetting process. We know we can do all the things we've talked about. Why are we the only company that can provide the solution needed regarding payroll? And of course, weave in our human capital management capability that sets us apart.
Our technology partner is industry leader UKG, Ultimate Kronos Group. Benechex is a certified reseller of their Workforce Ready Human Capital Management System, which we private label as Connect and Simplify. Connect and Simplify is a modular, cloud-based human capital management service that offers integrated modules for payroll, time and labor, HR, and benefits. Connect and Simplify helps small to mid-sized companies manage their entire workforce from pre-hire to retire in a single database that allows the employer and employees access anywhere with a single login. What makes the benefit companies unique is our 49-year history of providing employee benefits, retirement plans, and services to our clients with plan design, implementation, and training, and ongoing service. A client has told me that using Connect and Simplify has saved them over 4 days of processing manual time cards and biweekly payroll, plus streamlined their benefits enrollment process for employees with online forms sent direct to their carriers.
So last thing before we wrap this up, let's talk about what you have learned in your most recent conversations and conversions that may be a new trend.
Employers are looking for a human capital management system that engages today's new leaders, one that supports socially responsible leadership with its HR technology. Diversity, equity, and inclusion benchmarks will show how your company stacks up against others with proven metrics based on industry standards. Generational identity is a key driver of organizational performance. It allows organizations to rally around new cultural growth, from employees' first recruitment interactions to their entire work-life journey. Putting the right system in place increases the ripple effect that well-placed executive priorities can have in people of all roles. Employers want a system that demonstrates appreciation for their employees and gives them access to valuable information through technology. Employers need to become life-aware. Life begins at work, and work happens in life. Employers need to understand the individual growth of their employees, and they need to use life-work technology to help them meet the goals of their company and their employees. Our Connect and Simplify human capital management system has all of the tools employers can use to create an environment where ideas flow freely among people, allowing all voices to be heard. You can prioritize and build community spaces with our HR technology, where employees can collaborate with peers and teams. It provides meaningful feedback and helps employers understand what resonates with their workforce to continuously improve. Employers need to be prepared to rewire and adapt. They need to find meaningful ways to address common stressors, such as heavy, stressful workloads and long work hours, weighing heavily on employees by focusing on moments that matter to them in life and work with the technology they use.
Barb, we know we are in a unique position that we can give prospective clients terrific solutions for payroll specifically and HCM as well. How can someone get a hold of you to start a conversation about a solution for their company?
Find me at 262-207-1999. Extension 217, or email me at bschnoll@benechex.com.
So now is a great time to check with us about making a change in payroll so you're ready for 2024, especially considering the never-ending changes in local, state, and federal legislation that impact more than just payroll administration. Your retirement, benefits, time management, and HR processes are all connected and involved when new legislation is handed down. We do all the things, and we can help you manage and stay ahead while you grow your business. Find us at connectandsimplify.com or call us. Find Barb at 262-207-1999, extension 217, or find me at 262-278-8522. Thanks for listening. Be well.
I'm Kurt Otto for the Benefit Companies. Historically, economic downturns thinned the landscape of many businesses, while also providing strategic business investment and management opportunity for savvy business leadership. Over decades, Benefit Company professionals have walked side by side with many businesses, building bridges over economic pitfalls and ladders to greater level of success in times of increased economic pressure. We've seen it all, solved every business administration problem. Insourcing the Benefit Companies is full-time access to an in-house, knowledgeable consultant with a broad expertise and experience. No single business working alone has. Your insourced Benefit Company team keeps you plugged into changing rules and regulations. Right now, do you know possible strategic or financial advantages to modify employee benefits? Can you implement employee retention plans? How will legislation, including the SECURE Act, impact your company? Your Benefit Company's team knows will help avoid pitfalls and present affordable plans, enhancing your competitive advantage. Connect and simplify. Insource the Benefit Company. Connect and simplify.com.